I'm Jason Best. I'm a professor of astronomy and astrophysics at Shepherd University.
And part of a rather large science grant for West Virginia, correct?
Correct. It's a $20 million grant funded by the National Science Foundation with a goal to increase research infrastructure in the state of West Virginia. So we have a collaboration among a number of institutions, both colleges, universities, and otherwise, distributed across the state. It's going to bolster the research infrastructure in the state, and it's actually going to help build our pipeline in STEM. It's going to help us build the next generation of West Virginia scientists, so it really does help build the workforce in West Virginia, which is a part of the state's master plan for higher education in terms of the impact of what we do in higher education.
And what is Shepherd's role or part in using the grant?
As part of this collaboration, we receive funding not only for faculty members in astronomy, but also for students to be able to engage in research across a number of different areas in astronomy. They'll be able to engage in projects such as sophisticated modeling and detection of astronomical phenomena, analyzing data that are going to help us search for some of the most energetic objects in the universe. So these students will really develop their research skills as part of this really world-class collaboration of scientists, and they'll be able to bring to this collaboration not only their enthusiasm, but their engagement, and they will be able to develop skills that will allow them to move forward as they move into graduate programs or as they move into industry. They will be developing skills that will help them as part of the 21st century economy.
You talked about what it's going to do for the students, but what kinds of information will Shepherd be gathering as part of this grant, and how will it fit in with the bigger statewide picture?
Our students at Shepherd will be working here primarily using the resources of our astrophysics research laboratory, but they'll also be going to facilities such as the Green Bank Telescope, other institutions in the state, so that they can more directly collaborate with researchers as well. A grant like this will provide them opportunities not only to conduct research, but to present their research and hopefully publish their research in learned scientific journals. A lot of the work that we'll be doing is computational. However, one of the important parts of the grant is to build infrastructure in the state and have our students be able to access not only the astronomical infrastructure, but the computational infrastructure. As an example, you have astronomical surveys for objects called pulsars that can gather in a 5-minute span 10 to hundreds of gigabytes of data. You have to be able to understand, how do you detect those signals? How do you process those signals? How do you make discoveries from that information? So what's great about this grant is we'll be able to engage students not only in some of the computational areas of big data, but also some of the instrumental aspects that allow us to detect signals much better than have ever been done before.